Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. If you pay attention to the Timberwolves, it's never dull. Just a normal morning. Glenn Taylor puts out a release, the Wolves and Lynx. Guess what? I'm going to be the majority owner. Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez, they've purchased approximately 36% so far. But guess what? They missed the deadline for the final portion to make them the majority owner. And so I'm going to remain as the majority owner. What does that mean? Well, guess what? Then, hours later, Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez, they put out a statement. Here's what their spokesperson had to say. We are disappointed with Glenn Taylor's public statement today. We have fulfilled our obligations, have all necessary funding, and are fully committed to closing our purchase of the team as soon as the NBA completes its approval process. Glenn Taylor's statement is an unfortunate case of seller's remorse that is short-sighted and disruptive to the team and the fans during a historic winning season. Glenn is saying they missed the deadline. Mark and Alex are saying, no, we've got everything done. John Krasinski from The Athletic knows this better than anybody else. I quoted the great Kevin Harlan in a tweet about 40 minutes ago, John. Buckle up. What are we in for next, my friend?
Yeah, I think we are really in for a prolonged dispute on who really is going to be the controlling owner of the Timberwolves. Clearly, right now, the two sides have entirely different interpretations of the initial agreement that they came upon. And Glenn Taylor's side of the – well, let's start with Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry. Last week, we reported that they had signed their commitment letters for their financial portion of the last 40% of the team that they were going to buy, and that they were ready to go to the league approval process and get approved and take control of the team. Well, it's clear from today's statements by Glenn Taylor that he believes that that the agreement states that they had to have everything done by March 27th, not just financial commitment letters. They had to be approved by the league and the Board of Governors. They had to have transferred the funds to Glenn Taylor, and they had to have meet other benchmarks, several other benchmarks throughout the last 90 days that they have not met. And therefore, he determines that their option to buy the final 40% has expired and he will retain control. There is stark disagreement on the interpretation of that between the two sides. And so we will see what happens. But yeah, it's going to be, I think, a prolonged fight going through mediation, arbitration, and also maybe even the courts before we have an answer on what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other scenario than some form of litigation. So without either one of us having looked at the documents, shouldn't this be pretty clear regarding this clause on the 27th, whether you just need to have everything available for the Board of Governors, fellow NBA owners to approve versus it's done. It is a done deal. They've signed off. And if they have not signed off by March 27th, you've missed your window.
Yeah, you would think, yes, it should be straightforward, Chad. The way that in talking to people who have reviewed the documents, this is going to, I think, really come down to how some sort of neutral arbitrator or a judge, you know, views this, because there is a line. What I'm told is there is a line in the agreement that says if all that is happening is that Alex Rodriguez and Mark Laurie are waiting for the final approval from the league, that they can be granted an extension on this deal for an additional 90 days to allow that process to play out. The way that Glenn Taylor has interpreted the agreement is kind of in a wider read of it, which also includes that to trigger that extension, and I know this is all very much in the weeds, but to trigger that extension, they had to meet certain benchmarks in the run-up to filing their paperwork last week for their money, and they have not met those. And so he is under no obligation to grant that extension. I don't know who is right, Chad, but I do know that is Glenn Taylor's case, and that will be Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez's case here and going forward.
So the group they brought in recently, it's Blue Owl, right?
Yeah.
The belief is still their money is there. So when people saw this today, and it was a bit of my default also too, did they then back away? We should just presume that money is still there. It's just this legal interpretation of what Mark and Alex had to do to meet this deadline, and Glenn disagrees. It's not that money has fallen apart.
Agreed. Yeah, that's right, Chad, because if you recall, right before the news of last week where they secured Blue Owl, Dial Capital to be the final piece of their investment puzzle, the news did break that their previous investment bank that was aligned with them, Carlyle Group, had to pull out of the deal for conflicts of interest with the NBA and all sorts of legalese we don't need to get into. But to Laurie and Rodriguez's credit, they pivoted quickly. They found another partner to fill that gap. And so their money, it appears to be there. So this is not a case of any of their money falling apart. Now, there could be wider questions, Chad, on whether the league would approve this financial package. Do they have enough to keep going? But yes, there's been no change in the last week to the financial package submitted by Laurie and Rodriguez. This is more about reading the deal from chapter and verse and their ability or inability to hit benchmarks required within the deal to keep this process moving forward.
John Krasinski is with us. You can't make it up. Let's say one of the major individuals involved in this transaction may have just been calling me right now, but I'm talking to you right now, so I can't jump over to that conversation.
I may have just
right
gotten
now
off the phone with him before.
That is an individual I think you may also have talked to recently.
Mm-hmm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Johnny Kay is with us from The Athletic, talking about this news today where we just have a legal difference. Glenn Taylor saying you missed your window. Mark Lorry and Alex Rodriguez saying, no, we have not. Let's just go back to the financial part with Lorry and Rodriguez. This was announced in 2021. It was there was a lot of excitement around it, right? Alex Rodriguez is a big name. Mark Lorry is an entrepreneur. He seemed to have a lot of success with many of his ventures, including the sale to Walmart. But many of us, you included, you probably at the top of the list, kept hearing quickly on, do they have the significant money to own a team? They're both very wealthy, but do they have the billions to own this team? And thus we've had these other groups come in. Is that still a part of this, do we believe, with the Board of Governors? By the way, as you know well, Glenn was the chairman of the Board of Governors for years. Glenn's image in this town may be mixed. Glenn's image with his fellow owners is sterling. He is very well-liked. The fact that these two gentlemen, Mark Lorry and Alex Rodriguez, have had to try to bring in different people, the fact they've had extension after extension after extension, is that going to be a factor also?
Well, I think that it potentially could be a factor within the league, certainly. Maybe it is with Glenn Taylor as well. Maybe he has looked at it and had some reservations about their ability, not just to pay for the team, Chad, but to keep the lights on, you know, to continue going, to pay a very hefty luxury tax bill that is going to be coming next year. Mm-hmm. Like, those are all questions. What I can say on that front right now is that I do not know if Mark Lorry and Alex Rodriguez have all of that money to be able to pay, to spend the way that the Timberwolves believe they're going to need to spend with Anthony Edwards and Towns and Gobert and all these contracts to stay as competitive as they have been this year. One thing we know for sure, Chad, these guys are not Steve Ballmer. You know, they are not just the ultra, ultra wealthy Matt Ishbia, who just bought the Phoenix Suns. They are not. They do not have that type of money right now at their disposal. But
I call that Krasinski money.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, potato, potato, really is what that is. Yeah. But what I don't, like, I have not seen their books. I don't know, like, they have said to me privately, and they've said sometimes publicly, that they are absolutely committed to investing and spending at whatever level it takes. But we do know that there have been questions about that hanging out there. And I do think that that was going to be a significant part of the approval process, going from minority owners to majority owners, is the league would give that much more scrutiny on their liquidity, their financial wherewithal going forward to be able to run a team. Now, we haven't even gotten to that step yet. They haven't gotten to the Board of Governors vote. They haven't gotten to the financial committees and stuff. But I think that Rodriguez and Lorry were welcoming that. They were ready for that. It just has not happened yet. So we can't say definitively one way or the other.
Couple last points. John Krasinski all over the story for The Athletic regarding the Wolves. No sale. Glenn stays as majority owner. But Mark Lorry and Alex Rodriguez said, no, Glenn's wrong. We've fulfilled all of our obligations. This is seller's remorse. We still want to be the majority owners. When David Stern ran the NBA for decades. If he wanted to stop a sale, he did it. When Marvin Harve tried to move the team to New Orleans, David Stern found a reason to stop that. He did that many other times. It was a dictatorship. Adam Silver, who was David's longtime lieutenant, has been in charge for a while. Very well received. Not viewed as much of a dictator. More conciliaire. You know, working with good relationship with the players, better relationship with the owners. Where do you think Adam Silver, how is he going to play this? Because, again, he has this excellent relationship with Taylor, but he also sees Mark Lori, Alex Rodriguez, as kind of maybe your types of new owners that you want. Not, again, emphasizing what you said, not the Steve Ballmer one, not the new owner of Ishby out in Phoenix. He's right in the middle of this, which, you know, which default do you think stands out more for him?
Yeah, it's a great question, Chad, because to my knowledge and all the reporting that I've done, it seems like the league has kind of been at arm's length here with the deal as it's kind of transpired. You know, I do not have any indication that the league kind of, hey, Glenn, can you kill this deal? We don't want these guys. Or anything of that nature. I think this has been absolutely 100% a Glenn Taylor decision. I think he is operating solely on his behalf and on behalf of the team as he sees fit, and not at the encouragement of the league or at all. But you're right in terms of, in some ways, Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez really fit the profile of new owners. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, Chad, it was, you know, maybe what, 6-8 years ago, where I think the league quietly encouraged Glenn to go find a new partner.
No doubt.
Hey, we want to make sure that this team is on solid ground going forward. And so part of it is they wanted Glenn to go find someone, but I have not heard what their standing is on whether they want this to go through or they do not want this to go through. I think they've kind of said, hey, this is up to you guys. You figure it out. And if it gets to the point where you're ready for us to really dive in on our due diligence and evaluate you and give you the thumbs up or thumbs down from the Board of Governors situation, we will do so. But I think they've intentionally tried to let this play out between the seller and the buyer, and that's it. Yeah.
Last thing. The sale of this, $1.5 billion, that was 3 years ago. Since the sales of other teams and a looming massive TV deal, at minimum, as crazy as this sounds, at minimum, this team's probably worth $2.5 billion, maybe $3 billion. How much of this is Glenn saying, I've got a window here. He told you. But 30 minutes ago, he wants to keep running it, but also knows if he eventually puts it up for sale again, instead of getting $1.5 billion, John, he's now getting $3.2 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, he is a businessman, right? I mean, he became a billionaire for a reason. He is shrewd in these deals. I am 1,000,000% certain that he is fully aware that when he first initially agreed to this with Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori, and now where the market has gone, certainly they have gotten a sweetheart deal in this. They have already made hundreds of millions of dollars just with their minority stakes, let alone were to graduate to general partners. And so it's been already very lucrative for them. And I think that certainly is in his purview. He's aware of all of that. Do I think that Glenn Taylor said, you know what, I want to be, you know, I gave these guys a deal. I'm reneging on it so I can go back to the market and get more money. I don't think that's the driver of this, but I'm sure that he's absolutely considered it. And you can tell by the statement that Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez put out that I would expect if there was going to be some return fire from them, they will say, hey, This is a case of an owner who sold low when the team was bad. Now we've come in and we've helped build them up. Three playoff appearances in a row, all that stuff, and he's having seller's remorse and he's being acting in bad faith. So I assume that 100% is going to be the return fire when this really spills into the public.
To repeat, buckle up. It's going to be interesting. just is. All right, my brother. Thanks so much. Only love to you and your family. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Chad. All right.
John Krasinski, all over this on Twitter, at John Krasinski and The Athletic. It's 25 past 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.